Blog Talk Radio.
Dear Lord, hear my prayers. For I am a patriot, Lord, and I won't bow down nor apologize to the cowards that try to take away our unalienable, God-given rights and freedoms. I will stand with my brothers and sisters, with arms, if we must, to defend our Constitution and our way of life in this great republic from all enemies, foreign and domestic. Dear Lord, I ask that you shield us and protect us with your armor. Take us from the darkness and guide us with your ever so divine light as we restore this republic for which it does stand. That is one nation under you, God, with all liberties and justice for all mankind. Amen. This is Ricochet. Thank you.
Welcome to Wildcard Radio. Today is the 25th day of September 2015, and everything is proceeding according to someone's plan, and it's not ours. So we want to take this time to again start working on our community protection teams. So far in this series of radio programs, we have shown how to create your area, how to map it using Google, MapQuest, and your local GIS. If you're in a large area that doesn't have what is known as a pocket neighborhood, it shows you how to map those together, how to pull them. And if you live way out, it tells you how to select an area that you can control with the 10 minutes and 40 pounds. In the second event, we showed you how to find the people. Look at your neighborhood. Find those sleeping giants, those 3 or 4 out of the million who have served in the military, who have military training, who know which end of the rifle the round goes out and exactly how far it's going to go, at what speed and where to, that know how to set up procedures, that know how deep a foxhole needs to be, so that when someone throws something big at you, you don't have to go cleaning the bottom of the hole out. We have covered the support side of the house. But in this portion, we showed you how to look for those people amongst the rest of the people. The doctors, the nurses, the medics, the people that can fix things with just the tools in hand. We've told you how to look for the empty houses. So when things get rough and you have people show up that need help and have skills that you can use, how to give them a place to get out of the rain and the cold. Then last week we covered tactics with the general. This week we're going to the second phase. We're going to start getting a little more detail-oriented, and this time what we want to talk about this week is down to communications. They say an army runs on its stomach. Well, it does, but it doesn't run far, it doesn't run fast unless it can talk ahead and find out what's waiting for it. And that's what we're going to teach tonight is communications. You break your communications down, what is it? It's just talking to someone, but you got to have a means. You use things that will shorten the distance instead of standing outside your house and hollering real loud, which may or may not arouse people. You can call them. Now, what we want to cover in this one is a few of the little technicals. You have the telephone. Now, I want to suggest, in this day and age, the big push is on to get everybody over onto some kind of a digital phone. Why is this? Simple. They can turn them off. They can deny the signal. They can take the plug out of the jack, and your phone doesn't no longer work. You have no way to talk. They need this because if something enormous happens, they want to have full access to all the communications assets. It's theirs. Go back to when President Lincoln issued his memorandum, he determined that all communications and all railroads and all transportation would be turned over to the Department of Defense in the service of this nation. And nobody transferred them back. We've got companies with contracts that are managing them, but it's still their toys. So here's a suggestion. Get that landline phone. You can get a landline phone in the average community. You don't take all the specials. You don't need long distance. You just want something so that in the event that the electric power goes off, you can call and see what's going on, or you can call for help, or you can call 911, or someone can call you from outside. Why will this work and not the other? Easy. Your standard digital phone running through those networks can be denied. They can be switched off by virtue of an emergency. That telephone, though, that sits on the table, that has, mine even has a rotary on it. It's so old. It's hooked up in such manner. When the power goes off, the phone company at regular intervals has these little switching centers, and each one of those little switching centers has a battery backup. During a previous hurricane here in our hometown, my cell phone received and sent calls when everybody else was out. Why? Because it was a landline phone. Second thing you need with telephones is you've got a lot of other little circuit people in contacts. Next one, radios. Now, radio communication within the militias and within the combat support teams is really critical. And you've got some that are expensive. You get up into ham radios, you can buy anything from $38 to $2,000. And both the 38 and the 2000 will probably talk about the same distance for you, unless you have other skills. To operate on the ham band, you need to get a ham license. A technician's license will get you on the UHF, VHF band, which has the repeaters, which allows you to transfer your radio all across this nation. You learn those skills when you become a ham. But to get that technician's license, you can go online to a good place. Is go to RAM site, RAMSITE. Put that in your Google, it'll bring it back. Look in the resources, look under communications, and you'll see links. They've got places where you can download applications for your cell phone. So that if you're driving down the road going to work, it will ask you questions and wait for your response. There's about 435 of those questions, but they only ask you 50 of them. And out of the 50, you only have to answer 35. So the technician's license is not all that difficult. The second type of radio out there that's usable for the teams is what's known as the Family Radio Service, FRS/GMRS. They share six frequencies. And in the event that there is a GRMS licensed person, they will have priority on their six. But that's a total of 14 channels. Additionally, you have what is known as the multi-user radio servers, MURs. They have four frequencies up in the VHF band. VHF is not a slacker. At 157 megs, you can get signals out at a half a watt. You can get signals out there 10, 15 miles if you've got a good antenna. And then, of course, there's the old mainstay trucker channel, the CB. CB's got 40 channels. And you really, in the teams, you need to have access to all three of these. If you have the ham, you're in perfect shape. Two members of your community team with ham license can monitor the ham nets. They're already set up on the Amron, has already set up networks across this nation to link patriots and to link people in case of emergencies. In addition, local militias have their frequencies And once you get into a network of them working, you learn other skills. And the more skills you learn to make antennas. How you make a good antenna? You can buy one for $1,600, or you can go make it with about $15 worth of material that you got over at Lowe's or Home Depot. Just the knowledge is what the difference is. But the suggestion is, take the time. If you go down and you take the and you get that one of those courses that you can download and listen to, you can go up and look it on YouTube. There's a guy has a set where you can say technician, put on technician, and he goes through each of those questions and tells you why they're this and that. Get you the book, $15. You can buy it at Barnes and Noble, down the street someplace. Now, in addition to this, you have digital communications, and it's available. You've got a program out there called Zello, Z-E-L-L-O. If you've got an Android phone, you can go to the Google Store. It's free. Download it. You can go on YouTube, and they got a class that teaches you exactly how to set it up and how to use it. And it has an advantage in that everybody on your street has a cell phone, I'd be willing to bet you. And 90% of them will have a smartphone, which is an Android-based phone. If you take that Zello and you happen to have Wi-Fi in your house, Zello will work off your Wi-Fi, not off your phone data, which means that you can operate it on a phone that doesn't have a SIM card in it, that is not hooked up to a network. It will go on there, you can link up, and you can link everybody in the neighborhood. Now, in the middle of the night, when Ms. McCrutchy up there hears somebody sneaking around her back door, instead of calling 911, having nine squad cars, three SWAT teams, and a sheriff's deputy show up, she can just click onto her Zello channel and say, there's someone in the backyard, in which case Bob behind her, gets out of bed, looks out the backyard, says, no, ma'am, that's a raccoon trying to get into your trash can that you left out again. These are things that are available. But Zello is fantastic. Zello is not only local, it can be distance. Anybody that has access to get to an internet service, driving down to Walmart and sitting in their little snack bar on theirs, or over to the one that runs at McDonald's, or down to Sam's Club, or down to one of the coffee houses that happen to have wireless. And from there, you can get on there with Zello and talk to people in patriot groups around this nation. And if you get it all, and you should build your own little channel, and then when the next team over in the next community gets a phone, you can link on. You can put another channel up for the commanders to talk, so you can compare notes. Pretty soon, you can wire your whole county from one end to another, one team to the other, to where you know what's going on everywhere. This is the easiest way. Now, what do you use these for? Warnings. If you have a CB radio on channel 9. You'll hear 90% of the warnings that go out in your neighborhood. If you got a scanner, one of these little digital scanners, you can set it up to listen to the weather service and listen to the fire department's calls. All of these things are important to you. Safety. Before you go rushing people from here up to behind Mr. Gregory's house and three people show up from different directions with weapons and end up shooting at each other in the dark, you can be on that communication, whether it's an FRS, a MUERS, a CB, handheld CB, car CB, or on the Zello. You can talk between you and them. You can decide what's necessary, who's necessary, and what's going on. And if you can hear other people on that CB or that radio in other communities, and you hear them excited about this or that, you know what's happening around you. The others for alerts. you get a call in the middle of the night on your Zello because you're hooked up to a national group, and they let you know that something's happening and this is where it's going on, you can use that thing to alert your people. Like I said before, it's a lot of expense, or not much. You can buy a ham radio. I use this one because I own it. A Baofeng V5R. I can program the channel. You can program in the channels in, set everything up. You can get and set all of those things there. You've got 14 plus 4 plus you've got a spotter channel in your neighborhood, in your community. You can log that in there. Anything that operates in the VHF, UHF band. That's $38. You buy some little antenna connectors, might run you another $4 or $5. Get you you can buy a little accessories for it. CB radios, you can go down to a local swap meet, pick one up for $3 to $4. Then you got to go get an antenna. And you can be on CB and listen to there. You've got a lot of equipment like this that you can pick up. It's fairly inexpensive. And when they turn off the phones, that's the plan for FEMA. They have an emergency, they cut the phone service. They get it down to 911 only. The only thing you can dial is 911, and you and 2,000 people are dialing that same operator with 19 linemen in front of her. It's going to be a while. Next thing you need to look at is antennas. You got a CB, and it's got a little antenna hooked on the antenna in your car. You're in a house, it's raining, it's not going to be very useful to you. But if you climb up on top of your house and you put up a TV antenna so that you can see what's going on when the cable goes out, right on the top of that you put a small clip-on whip antenna, run the second cable down, plug it in the house. At 35 to 40 feet elevation, that whip will get you out somewhere around 30 miles, and you can listen and you know what's going to happen for you. The only one of these that you have to have a license for is for the hams. These ham licenses, a lot of people, I hear them in the Patriot community, says, I don't want to get a ham license because I don't want them to know who you are. The moment you said something, went on a website, a Facebook page or something, to do with any Patriot movement to see what they were doing, they got you. Okay? If you were ever a soldier in the military, a police officer, married to one of these guys, they got you. In fact, they declared you to be a homegrown terrorist. Okay, so start associating with other homegrown terrorists. That way, if you need help, somebody can show up at the door and protect you and your wife and the kids if you need help. But go ahead and get that ham license. The other thing, go up on that RAM site. Now, I talk about RAM site a lot because there is a place on there once you sign in again. Nobody there is going to take your information, pack it up, and forward it to the NSA, okay? They just ask you to log in so they know who they're dealing with. And once you log in and get in there, you can make comments. You can write articles if you see one that's needed. But they got one called the Resource Center. 5,000 documents. Most of them are in PDF, which means that with a computer and a thumb drive, you can have your own copy of these things that you think are necessary, that you need to learn how to do. But we're running out of time. There's not much left. When we finish this time, and whatever's going to happen, happens. We're looking at a real close deadline here. I haven't heard any congressman talking about any budget. Only person to talk about the budget's been the President of the United States, who says if it doesn't say what he wants it to say, he's not going to sign it. When he does, next Thursday, the lights go out in the White House. And that could be when you really need this team. So if you've been just kind of putting it off, start working on it. If you're working on it, and six other people in your neighborhood are working on it, and you don't know none of them, you still got six people that are preparing to lead the rest of them. When the lights go off, they hear the roar in the background, they hear bullets being fired, they hear sirens going off, and they're standing out in the street scratching their head, putting in your hands in their back pockets, walking around looking at the sky trying to figure out who's going to come down and save them. You guys that are preparing for this can walk up and say, "Hey, Bob, yeah, do me a favor. You got that old truck. Pull it across that second street down there, just past Mary's house, so nobody can drive through here and shoot through our windows in the dark. And you, Bill, can you do me a favor? There's three houses over there that are vacant. They all got those trash cans that are empty. Can you put them in front of the car and fill them up with water? Make a barricade. And Joe, could you sit up on the porch up there of your house? Would you put your shotgun across the left just to make sure that they understand that that car is not going to get moved? By putting these things together this way, these people are looking for some answers, and you're giving them answers. You're stopping them from panic. Because if a man's doing something for himself, and I say man, I'm speaking both human and woman, then he is going to have a lot less fear, and he's going to be a lot easier person to deal with. This is what we all have to do. This is our jobs. So if you need go stop off at your local swap meet this weekend and look up and look down there, and say, you'll find these little FRS radios down there from $5 to $10. I picked me up a good 40-channel handheld CB radio last weekend for $3. If you're down there and they happen to have some Army first aid kits, might be a good idea to get a couple of them at $1, $2 a piece now, because I guarantee you when the balloon goes up, they're going to run for about $50 to $100. I want to thank you for coming down here and listening to these each week, because these combat protection teams, this is our lifeline. This is what's going to make our future be there or not be there. Because day one, when the EP, when all those when all those machines quit working, when there's no more money, because we didn't raise our debt ceiling, because we have no way to raise it, we're $18 trillion in the hole now. We didn't pass our budget because we couldn't get along up there, and some people wanted to give the money away. Or because the current administration has taken the money that is left over for the end of the year from these different agencies and sent them to foreign countries to help them in their way, we still need to live here. So they come out of those towns looking for food. After they kill each other, they burn their own houses, they burn their own things. Out will come the gangs. Now, these gangs know what's going on, and they've been waiting. This is going to be their payday. They're going to get these rioters and point them into areas where they swear they saw them with big quantities of food, and they're going to go in there, and while these people are hunting for food for their families amongst these houses, they're going to be looking for the big things, the diamond rings, the guns, the gold, all these things to take back to their little gang and split up amongst them. If you don't want them in your house, you better get the guy down the street, and you and him separate and said, "Okay, I'll shoot everything from here to there, and you shoot everything from there to here if they come up this road." You need to get down there and help them see who in your neighborhood is an invalid. Okay, let's get something in front of their windows so people can't throw anything in them. If we need to have somebody down here that's got a generator and somebody, the rest of them, and this one over here don't, this one's on an oxygen generating machine, let's make arrangements so if something happens, that they can move them into one of the bedrooms. All these things are going to have to be done at the local level, because most of your police are going to be home taking care of their wife and kids. I don't blame them. Would you? They've called them everything except the guy I like in the press now for the last 6 months. Showing up with that uniform with that little star on your chest makes you target number one. Better yet, go to the house, take it off, and call it a day. fire department's not going to be able to come out here. If they did, what makes you think there's going to be water in that pump out, that pipe out there from them to throw on the house? So now's the time to start buying some supplies. Stop off down there at one of the plumbing supply and find an adapter to go from the size of that hydrant down to smaller a hose that you can afford to buy. And make sure you got enough to get from the hydrant to your house with it. All these things are things you can do today. Why? Because Lowe's is open till midnight tonight. Home Depot's open tomorrow. The grocery stores are here. I talked to a prepper not more than 3 weeks ago. He said he's ready for when the day hits. And I said, well, how much water you got? Oh, I got 1,000 bottles. I said, oh, no. How much water do you have? Well, I got all these bottles. I said, you're going to flush the toilet with bottles? He said, why? He said, the toilet runs normally. Not necessarily. Electricity goes off the pumps to pump the water to the toilet. They turn off, and the water quits. When they do, they start shutting them down and only making sure water's at certain places. And I learned this years ago when I took all the little sub-courses that FEMA had. In the event that there is a fire at your house and there's a fire over at Walmart's, you better get the garden hose out because they're going to Walmart's. That is a promise. Not a conspiracy theory. It's part of the plan. They're part of the continuity team. They're supposed to support the neighborhood, and you're just somebody that pays taxes. Another one that you got to think on that same thing. If you're sitting there at your house, and there's a guy in your front yard with a hole in his chest, and you're sitting there giving him CPR and holding the patch down, and you can hear that ambulance. They're that close. And somebody in the same vicinity who has a known heart condition calls in 911, the ambulance is not coming. It's going to the heart victim because he has a better chance of living than you do. Or the guy on the floor, whether that be your son, your wife, or your neighbor. We've got to start getting these things ready for ourselves. We're getting down to the end of the program, and I want to thank you for listening and suggest that you go, again, Ramsite, Ramsite. Go into the Google machine. It'll find it. Go in there. Sign up. Send a message out here if you want to help us in Wildcard. We need people for gathering intelligence in every state in America. We need people that are willing to set these teams up. And if your team needs help, you go on that RAM site, look under groups, find Wildcard Command, send us an email. Fill that out and send us an email. You'll be contacted. And when you get your contact from us, we start setting them up. Come on up and talk to us. We have a Zello channel that's open 24 hours a day as we collect information to pass on to the different units and the different teams. Now, as we're getting down to our last 90 seconds, this is Safe Talker, and I want to ask you to come again next Friday at 6:30 the same time. We'll be bringing you this radio program from the North Carolina Patriot Convention, doing what you should do, and that's get out there and spread the word. This is Safe Talker out, and you have a nice evening.